On the show today, we have Eric Weatherly from ViStar Credit Union and Jim Hunsinger from MSU Federal Credit Union and Steve Castagna from Akubo. They're all here talking about the state of delinquency today and why credit unions need to be proactive using data and technology to stay ahead of this curve that may be experiencing an uptick in 2023. So check it out. Mike Clausen here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have three fine gentlemen here representing the credit union industry. And let's dive into some introductions before we get into the topic here. Right below me, we're going to start right below me, Eric Weatherly from ViStar Credit Union. Eric, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic today. How about yourself, Mike?
I'm doing great. Doing great. You're looking very dapper there in your suit and your tie, and you're ready for the part for sure. So good. And then right next to Eric is Jim Hunsinger from MSU Federal Credit Union. Jim, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, doing very well. Glad to be here today.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have you guys here. And then last but not least, Mr. Steve Castagna from Akubo. Steve, how are you, sir? Good to see you again. It's been month maybe since we last saw you?
About a month, yeah. Good to see you as well, Mike.
Well, welcome to the show. Yeah, I'm ready for a really cool conversation here, talking about the state of delinquency and why credit unions need to be proactive in using data and technology here. This has never been, in my opinion, this has never been more important than the times we're in right now. So it's great to have you guys here. And Steve, I'm going to start with you here to kind of lay the perspective here. From Akubo's perspective, what is the state of delinquency today? And Eric and Jim, I'll get to you guys and getting the credit union's perspective as well. But Steve, let's start with you. So what's the state of delinquency today? Because I think we're all kind of waiting during the pandemic for that big delinquency tidal wave to hit, but it never hit. But now with inflation and all the things that are going on in the economy, I think there might be a bit of a swell coming on the horizon. So Steve, give us your perspective.
You're exactly right, Mike. With the stimulus money finally ending, and inflation where it is, right? It's continuing to be a factor in day-to-day news. It's impacting everybody. And we're seeing it across the board as we talk to the different credit unions that it's rising, some faster than others. And I think going into 2023, we're not really seeing much relief that's going to be coming that might lower the delinquency rates. And I think it's just something that everybody's aware of. People are more and more aware of it now. Just 3-4 months ago, it was being talked about, but now people are starting to feel it and starting to see that the rates are on the rise. So definitely it's a concern for all of us.
Yeah, no doubt, especially heading into 2023 with who knows what's going to happen in 2023. All our the collective crystal ball is very murky right now. So Eric, I see you kind of shaking your head as well. Mm-hmm. So I want to get the credit union perspective. So I want to get what's your perspective from ViStar?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a shift happening, kind of going back over the last 2 years with COVID-19 impacts, a lot of stimulus payments, a lot of provisions from the CARES Act, to really help consumers. Yep. Not to say that that masked delinquency, but I think that gave us some additional tools to mitigate risk. Mm-hmm. And now we see a lot of those benefits dissipating. Yep. So we're starting to kind of see the true impacts of COVID and what happens when you don't have stimulus and CARES Act, mm-hmm, and all of these other things that you're kind of required to do. I think we are starting to see that uptick, and we're starting to see a lot of those masking being removed.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And yeah, all those deposits that we saw, over the year and a half or so, it's almost like they're kind of slowly dwindling away. So unfortunately. So and Jim, I want to get your perspective as well from Michigan State University's you guys' perspective.
Yeah, no, Eric and Steve really hit the nail on the head. We saw, our members really weathered the recession well, or the pandemic well, with all the stimulus payments that we're getting. And we've seen, as that has dried up, our, we've seen delinquencies, ticking back up to pre-pandemic levels. Yeah. Really normalizing. We haven't seen that tidal wave, that you said. We've seen a lot of, strong loan growth in our unsecured and auto portfolios. And so we're, just monitoring as our members have been spending their stimulus funds over the last several months, mm-hmm, how they're supplementing, their day-to-day expenses with those unsecured balances. And, the inflation has been coming up more and more. The impacts of inflation and the conversations we're having with our members as we're working with them and their financial situation. So mm-hmm, those budgets are tightening, and they are having an impact on their ability to repay.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to see what happens over the holiday spending. That I'm going to be really interested to see what those numbers are after the holidays over. And I don't want to go too far down the payments topic here, but the buy now pay later thing that really kind of concerns me of what's going to happen with that over the holiday season. So, but that's a whole nother show. So let's stick to the topic here, shall we? And Steve, so how can credit unions be proactive and leverage data and today's technology to get ahead of this trend? Because I've heard a lot of folks saying, gosh, if you can get ahead of this and be very proactive, that can really be a big feather in your cap, especially helping out members in difficult situations. So what do you see here?
Definitely. So I think credit unions on a whole have done a really good job of building out their data strategy, and they continue to do so, investing a lot in that area. I think the next step is really to complement that with modern technology and embrace the power that it brings together, that someone in our world that we're looking at as a collector, we want to make sure they have the right informed decisions. So when, as they're having that conversation with a member, it's more organic. They know what they need to do based off the data. Yeah. They're not just going down a strategy without having something in front of them that gives them that conversational aspect that they need. So I think really combining the two that they've been working on for the data strategy that the credit unions have been working on for years, which is doing a good job, now allowing people to use that more in their day-to-day work is really probably the next best area for people to focus on. Get in front of these items with that data.
Yeah, because you're on the front lines of that. I mean, you're talking to credit, not only are you talking to the fine folks at MSU, FCU, and Vistar almost probably on a daily basis, but you're talking to other credit unions as well. So you guys are on the front line. You are hearing lots of stories, I could imagine, right?
We are. And it's changing. It's changing dramatically. I mean, from what people were talking about just 9 months ago to today.
I know.
You're seeing that it's happening so quickly. Yeah. People are responding. They know they need to respond faster. So it's happening.
Yeah, what a difference a year makes for sure. So, Jim and Eric, I want to get to the significance of this. Why is it so significant for credit unions to be proactive in this year, in this area? So, and Jim, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, I mean, so proactive, you know, the earlier that we can identify, you know, concerns or member concerns, credit concerns, the quicker we can respond, the quicker we can get in touch with our members and get them hooked up with the resources, the plans, the debt management plans, whatever it is that they need to weather any, you know, financial disruption that they're experiencing in their lives. And so using that data, one, to identify those areas of concerns, but also using the data to figure out how can we best contact the member, meet them where they want to be met, when they want to be met, so we can get them on the phone, have a conversation with them, and work through whatever issue they're having to help them, you know, save their credit history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and having them, I mean, having you guys reach out to them says a lot, especially if, I mean, I'm looking at it from the consumer or the member perspective, and if my credit union reaches out to me proactively and go, hey, you know what, we're seeing some red flags here, and you might want to watch this. I mean, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You know, I mean, that's the trust and the loyalty is going to go through the roof there. So is that kind of the practical stuff that you guys are doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's figuring out ways we can early identify, getting better reporting so that we are identifying where, you know, members that might be experiencing difficulty, looking at unemployment, you know, deposits. That way we can make sure that we're contacting them. We're getting them on the phone early. And the earlier we get them on the phone, the more likely we can get them into the right support system they need to weather, again, that financial experience.
Yeah, fantastic. That's the credit union wheelhouse for sure. And Eric, I want to get your perspective on that, on the same question. So, you know, significance and what practices you guys are doing right now.
Absolutely. You know, I think anytime you're faced with having to manage a business or make a decision, you know, I always say triple D, you know, data-driven decisions. You know, anytime you have data and you can make an informed decision, you know, whether it's underwriting, whether it's collecting, you want your decision to be driven by data. Mm-hmm. And we've invested a lot in data. We've actually created our own advanced analytics team here at our credit union. And how they've helped and partnered with some of my departments is we've created some propensity to pay models, identifying, you know, who is more likely to pay, some propensity to identify early default models. Mm-hmm. So as we see triggers or maybe things happening on a credit report or in other areas of life, you know, what does that mean to us and how is that going to impact that member's relationship with us?
Yep.
So anytime you can bring data together, I think that's the way to go. I think just from an experience perspective, I think we have people that know what to do when they get someone on the phone, but being able to do that in a timely fashion and bring all those data points together versus it being delivered to us, it allows you to scale and become more efficient and more effective in what you do.
Yeah, no doubt. And the kind of the second half of that question is, I mean, the benefits that you guys are seeing from this proactive activity. Are you guys seeing anything? Are you seeing, I don't know if you can test it, but I mean, loyalty, that's kind of an intangible type of thing. But are there any type of results or any type of benefits that you guys are seeing from this proactivity? Proactivity, is that a word? Proactive activity? So Eric, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think just in the spirit of credit unions, anytime that you can proactively reach out to a member and say, hey, we just want to make sure you're okay. We know there are a lot of things happening, you know, in the economy and the market, and we want to make sure you're insulated from that. Mm-hmm. It definitely drives loyalty. It allows you to expand your wallet, you know, with that member. So maybe other services and maybe cross sales come from that. So I'm 100% sure that loyalty, you know, is there, less attrition, you know, from losing members. And it also strengthens, you know, just our credit union movement of people helping people.
Yeah, exactly. And leveraging the technology that's there for you and the data, like you said, the data as well. Jim, I'm going to get your perspective on that question. Is the benefits that you guys are seeing here?
Yeah, a lot of benefit. The loyalty piece is we're able to get the resources to the members, you know, and get them through their financial hardship. You know, on the outside or on the back end of that, they're always loyal members because, you know, we help them through that. We help them mm-hmm. in their moment of need.
Yeah.
You know, and in the immediate term, it helps us get, you know, as we reach out proactively, if we get a hold of them first, the likelihood that we're going to have the payment stream during their financial difficulty is going to be prioritized to the credit union also mm-hmm. helps them and helps us give them more ability to be helped, you know, through their experience. So getting the priority of, you know, any payments coming in, the loyalty on the back end. And then if we're able to get a hold of them and give them financial education, they're better for that financial education on the outset so they don't get into a situation again in the future.
Yeah, and we're in the midst of the holiday season right now, and there's that post-holiday credit card hangover that we usually get in January. So I'm imagining that a lot of these phone calls will be happening then as well, you know, going into February too. So you guys are going to be high alert, if you will, for a lot of these folks out there post-holiday season. So yeah, this is great to know that obviously the technology and the data is working here. And Steve, having said that, so how is Acuva, how are you guys helping credit unions in this area? Because obviously, Vistar and MSU, FCU are two of your fine clients here, but how are you guys stepping up and helping out credit unions help their members in these situations?
Sure. So one of the things that we spend all of our day in technology, obviously we're a technology company, but one of the things we've recognized over the past few months in our loyalty team, Jim and Eric were talking about loyalty. We've named our support area, our implementation in our support area, our loyalty team, that we want to make sure we have an advisor that can correspond and talk to the credit union as they're taking on new technology. Because it's one thing to say we're technologists and we know how to use the technology. It's another thing for us to say, let us help you make sure you know how to use that technology. So we're beginning to add to that team with advisors who really are, let's say, collection managers who have sat in the chairs that our customers have. They know what they're doing. They know what they're being impacted by. Yeah. Our customers know what they need to do to run their business, but they need to make sure they understand how to use the technology the best that they can to help those members. So that's one area that we're starting to adjust to, just to make sure the customers have that someone that they can pick up the phone and talk to and get that advice.
Yeah. And sometimes that's all they need is a voice on the other end of the phone to help them out. And that just makes the world of difference for sure. All right, guys. So I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. We're going to be talking to the future here. Kind of one of the last questions here. So Jim and Eric, again, if we can get out our collective murky crystal ball, and I already kind of alluded to what may happen in July or in January and February post-holiday, the post-holiday hangover, if you will. So what are your thoughts on delinquency activity in 2023, you know, with that looming recession that we're all talking about? So what are you guys seeing, if you can, you know, what are you guys seeing out there? Eric, I'll let you go first on this one, and how are you guys preparing for it as well?
Yeah, I definitely think we're going to see delinquency increase. For a lot of reasons, inflation, interest rates, there's not going to be a lot of demand for loans because of interest rates are going to continue to increase. So obviously, you know, one of the benefits in the collection industry is as your outstandings grow, that kind of reduces your delinquency. So when you don't have that growth on the outstanding side or on that denominator, you know, it creates more pressure on the numerator, which is your delinquency. Mm-hmm. So I think just from a perspective of seeing kind of less, you know, loan growth. I don't know about you guys, you know, all my loans are 3% or less from my my house to my auto, I can't even envision what a 7 or 8% mortgage loan is, or a 8 or 9% auto loan. You know, that's just not what we've grown accustomed to here over the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I think just naturally from that demand being reduced, it's going to put a lot more pressure on servicing, on delinquency, and we're going to have to work harder. You know, I think our groups have benefited, like I said, from stimulus, from CARES Act, from a lot of deposits, from a lot of just loan demand. And now we're not going to have that luxury. So we're going to really have to roll up our sleeves and really get under the hood.
Yeah, good point. Good point. And I'm just thinking, as you're talking about those numbers, though, I mean, just one generation ago, a 7% interest on a mortgage loan was like, oh my gosh, that's the greatest thing in the world, you know. So yeah. So what a difference, you know, a couple of decades makes for sure. And Jim, from your perspective, what are your thoughts going into 2023, and what, how are you guys preparing for what may happen?
Yeah, no, I'm doing a lot of the same things that Eric is doing. We're also, you know, I talked about the growth, not only in unsecured, but in auto portfolios. And we know during pre-Great Recession, members really prioritized their mortgage payments. When the asset values are falling during the Great Recession,
yeah,
the reprioritization, you know, we're looking at how members are going to respond to any downturn in the economy coming into 2023. And with some softening in, you know, auto values, we're trying to prepare if there is a reprioritization against those auto values, and they deprioritize those because values are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to be prepared for what that's going to mean for how we're collecting, what types of, you know, plans we're going to help our members get into. And then, you know, we're working with training and education on our collectors as well, because a lot of our collectors haven't, you know, have come on since that the last recession, really haven't been through a negative economic environment, and making sure that they're prepared for, you know, what that looks like and what that means for our collection experience. And then really just working again with our third parties to make sure they're ready for that experience, and trying to, you know, get great system, like work with folks like Akuvo to make sure that our systems are ready to meet the needs of increasing delinquencies and you know, a poor economic environment.
Yeah. Yeah. 2023 is going to be a very interesting year indeed. So, but obviously Credit Union is going to be there to support their members and whatever we experience. So you guys, I mean, just the industry is such a fabulous place for that, for sure. And we've seen it, you know, over the years, over the decades, like you were talking about, Jim, the Great Recession, we saw, you know, the ups and downs there, and oh my gosh, and going way back to like the .com bubble bursting, all that, you know, we've been through a lot of this stuff, and credit unions have always been there, and they've weathered it, and they've helped their members out big time. So yeah, so you guys are doing a smashing job, if you will, already. So we're anxious to see what happens in 2023. So on that note, gentlemen, if you guys have anything else to add, Steve, I'll let you go for any final thoughts here, because I could talk about this all day long. I'm so fascinated with consumer behavior.
Right now. Yeah. But
Steve, anything else to add here?
I think the only thing is we talk about technology here at Akuvo all day long, and we'd love talking about technology, but I think, Mike, you just said it right at the end. The credit union industry is well positioned just to help out members in difficult times, and that's the best thing. We're here just to help, but really the credit union industry as a whole is the best way for people to be able to get through these difficult times that we're about to get through. So it's a difficult time that we're getting into, but it's also a great industry to be a part of.
Oh, because
people are trying to help each other.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's the only thing I'd add with it.
We got through a pandemic, for crying out loud, you know, right. We got this. All right. We got this, guys. Jim, anything else? Any final words here?
I just think, you know, credit unions are, I think, well positioned to help, you know, our members in any economic environment. And I think this is, you know, no different working with, you know, the data, our preparation, our resources that we have to offer. You know, I think focusing, you know, as we go into 2023, like focusing again on our mission of helping members, helping our communities, is going to help us, you know, navigate any changes in the economic environment going forward. So
indeed, well said. All right, Eric, you're going to be wrapping it up here, sir. You're going to be our closer. Any final thoughts, sir?
No, I think they've hit it. I mean, we're ready for it. You know, just over the last year, you know, we actually changed our brand, you know, from being called Collections to Member Solutions, because we knew that this day was going to come, and we kind of wanted to, you know, just kind of eradicate that perception of collections and the negativity around it. So we wanted our members to feel warm and welcomed. And then we also wanted our employees to kind of reprogram their mindset. You know, hey, I'm here to provide solutions. I'm here to be proactive. I'm here to help. And we knew that this day was going to come. I mean, it's cyclical. We've all seen it here on the line, as you mentioned earlier. So we know that this is just a phase or a season, and we'll be back to normal, you know, a year or two from now. Mm-hmm. But obviously the credit union is here for these times. This is what the credit union was built for, you know, to help those in need, and to be a resource to those in need. So I have complete confidence that credit unions partnering with Akuvo will be equipped and prepared to do whatever is necessary.
Indeed, indeed. I totally agree with you guys. So on that note, I'm going to let you guys get back to work because I don't want to keep you too long from your jobs. But thank you so much again for your time and your expertise and your experiences today. Appreciate the great content you guys have provided us here today. And yeah, safe holidays. Keep up the good work. And I look forward to chatting again in 2023. All right, guys, be well and keep up the good work. All righty.
Thank you. Sounds good.